Our second reading, which is the basis of the sermon meditation this morning, which will be a little bit later, is from 1 Peter chapter 2, picking up with verse 4. And this is a wonderful text, the account of what God has done for his church and making us a new people forgiven through Jesus Christ. And we read, beginning with verse 4, "As you come to him, the living stone rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in the scripture it says, 'See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.' Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But for you, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." This is the word of the Lord, and this is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated for the message. Grace and mercy and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning we listened to the reading from St. Peter to the people he was writing to, Christians. The people he was writing to were people who had been rejected by their fellow men because of their faith in Jesus Christ. They were also people we know that were being persecuted throughout the empire as well. They were despised by their own neighbors and sometimes even turned into the authorities because of their faith. But Peter reminds them here in our text this morning is that they were special. They were precious to the Lord God. But this morning we want to remember that this message that Peter wrote was not only written to these individuals within that congregation, but it was written, in fact, to the entire church and to the church of all time, all the way down to each one of us here at Emmanuel Lutheran Church this morning. So this morning I'd like to take a closer look at these inspired words by Peter and talk about what they mean for us and what they meant for the church even at that time. Again, we read, "Come as living stones and let yourselves be used in building a spiritual temple." Come as living stones. Peter here calls believers stones. Stones. To be called a stone is really not that very complimentary, is it? Stones, why, they are hard. Stones are cold, stones are sharp, they're solid, they're unbending, and they're inflexible. And when these characteristics are applied to people, they're really not very flattering, are they? But note carefully what Peter is calling us here. He is calling us something special. He's calling us living stones, living stones. By nature, stones are lifeless. They are about as dead as anything could possibly be. However, if we are pictured here to be living stones, we have to have been given life by someone special. Peter is telling us in our text this morning that Christians are not dead stones, but they are instead living stones. We are alive only because of our relationship with Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one come to the Father except through me." Through Jesus Christ, we become alive before the eyes of God We are alive because of Christ. Yes, as we said in the beginning of the service together, as we made confession of our faith, once we were dead, once we were lost, once we were condemned and under God's wrath because of our sin, we were useless because of our corrupt nature. But Jesus, God's one and only Son, our Lord and Savior, has given us new life. Life. Jesus has changed us into something new, something special, something precious, something exciting and shining, and yes, alive in God's eyes. And that's why we are here this morning, to celebrate our relationship with God, or God's relationship with us. He came and found us when we were dead like a stone. He came and found us when we were lost and condemned. God no longer sees our sin, but He sees the faith that is implanted in our hearts in His Son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior, who has changed us through His death on the cross. That's how it all came about. That's what Peter is telling the people that he's writing to today in this particular epistle, and to the church at that time, wherever those people may have lived, and to the church even down again this morning, to each one of us to hear. We are alive because of Christ. And isn't that a wonderful thing? A wonderful thing to celebrate on this Lord's Day, to stand back and be amazed at what Peter is saying and what God has done for us, that He wants to have a relationship with me and with you and with all people, that we are special in His sight. Jesus has given us new life through His atonement made on behalf of all people to forgive our sins, so that we might have life with God through the forgiveness of sins offered by Christ. We often say we sin by thought, word, and deed. And if I tried to count all the times I failed God and did something or thought something I shouldn't have thought or said, I'd probably, no doubt, lose count by the end of the day. But yet God has taken away all of our sins, the most grievous sins that we wish we hadn't thought or done, through Christ. His glorious resurrection is a guarantee that all of this is true. Simply amazing. And faith is given to us through hearing that message of the gospel. It draws us in like a magnet to put our faith in Christ and through the sacraments. Yes, we were once dead in sin and trespasses, but through Christ and through the miracle of baptism, that means of grace in which He is connected with us, that means of grace in which we have been made alive through the simple water, but the all-powerful Word of God connected with the water. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And the promise that is given is the gift of the Holy Spirit, the forgiveness of sins. We are changed people through Christ. Now, we're not perfect. We're not there. Paul talked about that. But we strive through the power of God at work through the Word and sacrament to move up higher and higher towards heaven through our thoughts and our actions. As Paul says in Romans chapter 6, he talks about baptism. We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death. It's as if we went into the tomb too. We died too, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of God the Father, we too might live a new life. We came out too of the water as a new person, as if we raised with Christ. Paul speaks again about this in many places in Scripture, but one of my favorites is Galatians 3:27, where he says, "For all of you who are baptized into Christ," he says, "have clothed yourself with Christ." Now, sometimes people say there's really no power in baptism. It's simply a rite that's carried out to just say, "I'm a Christian." But this passage simply says a lot more than that. It says the opposite. It says when we are baptized into Christ, we are clothed with Christ. And what is Christ clothed with? Righteousness, holiness. And that's what we are given through the miracle of baptism, the very righteousness of God. When God looks at us, He sees Christ before us, covering our sin. through the faith we have in Him in our hearts. A wonderful thing to remember every day our baptism. We are living stones only and because only of our relationship with Jesus Christ. Without Jesus, we would be just stones, dead, without life, jagged, with sharp edges, useless, no future, no hope in the eyes of God, all because of our corrupt, sinful nature. You see, God can only look at us through the eyes of faith in Christ, who died to make the payment for all of our sins. That's why it's so important on this rally day, as you celebrate that this day, not only the children to go to Sunday school classes, but the adults as well, to learn, to grow in your faith, so that you can tell others about Jesus, so they can be saved from the darkness of hell. By the power and the presence and the love of God in His Son, Jesus Christ, we become living stones. That's what Peter is telling us. Peter invites us, come to the Lord. That's Jesus, the living stone. Jesus Christ is the living stone. He is the rock. And in our children's message this morning, our leader mentioned that Jesus is the rock. And Peter was also called a rock, but only it's a small pebble. But Jesus is the rock. Yet we are many pebbles here that make up God's kingdom. Christ has set us free from everything that would cause us to be stone-like. Knowing Jesus and believing in Jesus causes a change in our life, where we see the importance of caring for one another, showing compassion, just as the Samaritan did in the gospel lesson this morning. We have our eyes open to helping those in need because of Christ and His love for us. The life that Christ gives renews and recreates us. In fact, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he says he's a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. The new has come. We are no longer dead, but we are alive through faith in Christ, our Lord and Savior. Renewed to be one of those witnesses that go forth throughout the world to testify of Jesus, to be His little disciple, serving those around us who need support and love and care and comfort and compassion. That's what Peter meant when he said these words, come as living stones and let yourselves be used in building the spiritual temple, where you will serve as holy priests to offer spiritual and acceptable sacrifices to God through Jesus Christ. Please know, Peter here is not talking about one stone, even though we know that's precious in God's sight, each one of us individually. But here in this text, he's talking about many stones as he's trying to make a point. One stone by itself can't do as much as, we know, many stones. Many stones that come together can do a lot of different things. With many stones, one stone added to another, to another, to another, and so on and so forth. Why, they have built castles with many stones over in Europe. Why, there are pyramids in Egypt because of the many stones that have been piled up. And of course, cathedrals and churches and all kinds of places that have been built by using stones. A stone that may have been viewed as useless has become part of something that is valuable, something that is useful and important. And through Christ, that's what each one of us are in the sight of our gracious, loving God. God has joined together the living stones, His people, into one temple. And that temple, we would say today, is the church. And the church is the believers of God, those gathered here today. And Jesus is the center of that church. We are living stones, part of a living and caring community. That's what Emmanuel Lutheran Church is, called by Jesus Christ to love God, to love others, and as you know, show it to others as well. As God's people here at Emmanuel, you worship together, you pray together, you learn together, you seek by God's grace. And with prayer and supplication and in humility, you seek to do the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. Simply as a thank you back for for all that he has done for you, to forgive you all of your sins and promise you eternal life and so many other things. Here at this congregation, you carry out the work of the Lord to baptize, teach, and make disciples of Jesus Christ. And you seek to do that even in other parts of our community here and throughout the world through your mission offerings and so on. We want to witness to others why Jesus Christ is so important to us and why ultimately he is the only hope, literally the only hope for our broken world. Today, you're going to begin with your new classes on Rally Day with Sunday school classes. And the teachers are called to turn those little children into bigger and bigger living stones as they grow in knowledge and understanding of Jesus Christ. They play an important role in their life in a way as a stepping stone. We think about how God used all of the people in the Bible, Abraham, Moses, Peter, James, John, we can name everyone noted in Scripture. They were all in some way or form a stepping stone to bring the message to somebody else to carry it on to the next generation. And that's what the Sunday school teachers also are. They're living stones and stepping stones to bring them to the next generation. And those children then take it to the next generation and next generation, just as it has come to us for the last 2,000 years. We are living stones chosen to proclaim, as Peter says, the wonderful acts of God, who are called out of darkness into his own marvelous light. We have been called by Christ through the gospel, the message of salvation, written in Scripture, baptized into his name, strengthened through the Lord's Supper to serve him, to serve our one God, and to serve one another. And we have that high privilege, that high honor in our text that tells us, because of the incredible grace of God in Jesus Christ, we are now a holy priesthood. We are a community that has been called together by God to carry out his work. We are a chosen race, the king's very own priest, a holy nation, God's own people. And these titles tell us that Christians are chosen people. And these titles tell us that it is God who has brought us together to make us those kinds of people, to declare the wonderful news of Jesus Christ again, who has brought us out of darkness into his wonderful and marvelous light. We have this wonderful gift from God because of Jesus, who shed his blood for us, endured death for us, and the cross for us, to forgive us and make us new people. We are God's people. And God wants everyone to know this incredible knowledge again. We receive all of this again simply through faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. One of the great things and the beautiful things about the church is that you are never alone. I am never alone. God is always watching over us. That's the wonderful God we have. Died on the cross to forgive our sins and has a relationship with us each day, watches over us, cares for us, directs us, helps us in all things. Maybe there's things today you're facing or this coming week you're worried about. Jesus is with you. Pray to him. Ask for guidance, direction. There's never a moment when Jesus is not watching over you or is there for you. And he sends his angels, his glorious angels, to watch over us as well. Secondly, when God created his church, he gave us one another. One another. Sometimes maybe we overlook that a little bit. We are never in isolation as a Christian. We should never be in isolation as a Christian. The Bible always talks about Christians worshiping together, praying together, working together, serving often together, studying the Word together. We are people that are never alone. We are never in isolation because God calls us into community to serve one another and to serve Him. And all of this we celebrate today too on this Rally Day is all found right here at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. It's all going on right here. Sometimes we overlook it. Sometimes we don't think about it. But when we're serving one another, helping out, doing things, here and outside of in the community, we are serving Jesus Christ as well. We are living stones alive through faith in Jesus Christ, the very very Son of God, the Savior of the world, joined together by Him to make His church. All stones are important. Each one of you, every one of you is important in God's eyes. And may we never forget it, because sometimes the devil throws things at us and makes us feel as if we are worthless, or we feel terrible about something we said or something we did. It's then we need to remember Jesus is there for me, to forgive me, to strengthen me, to help me learn from what happened so that I can be a better person for Him in His kingdom and declare His glory to those around me, His praise to those around me, to tell them of the saving work He has done for me and for the entire world, and that He is the hope and the salvation for all people. May God bless us to that end, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of Almighty God, which truly transcends all human understanding, keep and guard our faith in Jesus Christ unto life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this day we gather together to give You thanks for what You have done for us in our own lives. We thank You, Lord, that You have recreated us and changed us from people who lived and walked in darkness to now walking in light through faith in Christ our Savior, who has taken away all of our sins. Strengthen our faith in Him. Strengthen our zeal. Strengthen our courage to proclaim His word to all people. Bless this congregation. Bless the teachers this day. On this rally day, we remember Carmen and Chris and Chris and Gail and Chris and Sherry and Judy and Kim and Marilyn and all others who assist with the Sunday school. Bless them, Lord, and may they be a blessing to the children. And may You impute and strengthen the faith in the lives of these children as they hear the message of Scripture, the stories of Scripture, that may build faith in their hearts. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord, in Your mercy. Gracious Lord, we also pray for our nation this day. Be with our president and all those in positions of power and authority. Give them, we pray, guidance from on high. Lead them to the Scriptures that they may conform their lives to Your word and purpose, we pray. Also be with the family of Senator John McCain, who has passed away, gracious Lord, man of faith. We pray, gracious Lord, that You would comfort his family with the saving knowledge of Christ. Lord, in Your mercy. Gracious Lord, we also commit into Your care those who celebrate their weddings and anniversaries this month. Be with them and strengthen the love of those wedding husband and wife, and bless those who celebrate the gift of life on their birthdays as well. May they realize that all blessings come from You. And also we pray for Pastor Ed and Karen on their 25th wedding anniversary. Bless them on their wedding anniversary, and also we pray for their protection. Lead them safely back here to Emmanuel as he will continue to, as he serves this congregation. Bless their time together, we pray, with family or friends. Lord, in Your mercy. And gracious Lord, we also remember those within the congregation who are in need of strength and healing, those who may be in our hearts and minds who are suffering from a particular problem or a sickness. Look upon them, gracious Lord, and strengthen them in their faith. Strengthen them physically, bodily, as well at this time. Lord, in Your mercy. And gracious Lord, continue to bless Your church at large as we, as living stones, proclaim the gospel to those around us, and continue to bless this congregation as it reaches out with the precious message of salvation in Jesus Christ. Lord, in Your mercy. We bring all of these prayers and petitions now before You in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.